بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. What you are about to see and hear is the second sermon of September 19, 2008, Friday prayers, read by Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Islamic revolution.
وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر.
Salutations to Prophet Muhammad, his household and his progeny, peace be upon them, all the infallible Imams, all the way to Imam Mahdi, Imam of the time, may God expedite his return. Salutations to all the faithful, all the Muslims all over the world. In this second prayers, I would like to say a few words to the young people in Iran, to the adolescents who are experiencing the first month of Ramadan, the month of fasting in their youth, especially to youngsters, to girls, in fact, who are experiencing the ritual of fasting, especially on these hot, long days. This is something to celebrate. Our young undergo the difficulty and the hardship of fasting, staying hungry throughout the day, and ignoring all the joys of everyday life for the whole month of Ramadan. This is something to celebrate, and it's a very valuable thing to talk about. After all, this is the chance for the young, starting from the age of adulthood, for boys and girls to gain virtue. I should congratulate especially to the first graders in school. Islamic Republic of Iran's society is a spiritual society, and our young live in this spirit, and this provides a chance for the young, for everybody else, to develop their characters, to better their characters, especially helping the poor, feeling what the hungry feels, and then at the time of iftar, at the time of breaking one's fast, when philanthropists distribute food among people, and they congregate and break their fast in groups together. And in fact, this is fulfilling the rituals of Ramadan. Doing good to the others, getting close to other Muslim brothers, and helping each other are nice things to do. Our people used to do this ever since, especially these days, and we should encourage people to celebrate this month, do all these rituals, and deepen the resolve and the meaning of these acts. We should try to use words of Quran in order to talk about the nice things in Islam. International Day of Quds, Baytul Muqaddas, is nearing. I need to say a few words about the celebrations on the International Day of Quds, Baytul Muqaddas, that is, the capital of the Muslims. And then I say a few words in Arabic to our Arab brothers. Now, Islamic Republic of Iran, our people, our officials, our nation, is an advanced nation. By no means we're backward. And we have been moving, going forward along with Islamic lines. Our actions are based on intellectual motives, and even though we had the difficult times behind us, and our parents, your parents, are young at the time of sacred defense, when our country was invaded, they all stepped forward and they did their best in order to protect the country. And after the end of the invasion of Saddam's forces in Iran, our people started the reconstruction of the country, and they did the best they could. Every time the propaganda war and the threats against our nation escalated, our people said that they were ready to defend the country if need be. Let's go back a few years. At the time when the fifth column of the enemy and their agents in the country started to provoke people and to create mayhem in the country, people stood up and fought them. When they, the enemy that is, decided to mobilize people to stage strikes and protests, they did it by the satellite TVs. And a few silly and naive people came onto the street, but people rose and stopped them. As far as our scientific achievements is concerned, especially in the area of nuclear energy, our enemies in the world made a big deal out of this, and they did what they could in order to undermine our efforts. But people, once again, resisted their propaganda war, and they proved to the world that they back up the Islamic system in Iran. If we look at things fairly and squarely, the national movement that belongs to the majority of our people, to the majority active people of our nation, will see that from day one of the victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, that is 30 years ago, our people stepped forward and announced that they are ready in order to defend the country, to work for the country, and this is only fair. This has been the case, and we are hoping this will be the case in the future. And this has made our enemies to think twice in putting pressure in Iran and realize that the pressures born on Iran were all useless. They still threaten us. They have a big mouth and they talk against us, but with no result, with no fruit, because our people are ready to continue the road to the evolution and completion and perfecting our revolution. Of course, we don't claim that we have reached our goals and we are at the end of the line. We still have to work hard, but God willing and with the help of God, the fourth decade of our Islamic revolution is going to be a noteworthy decade of progress. And by being ready to fight in all fronts, we can guarantee the strength of our revolution. Of course, we should remember that we cannot expect our enemies who've been dealt a heavy blow by the revolution to sit quiet. They're going to continue their hostility and animosity towards us, but we should be aware that we need to be ready at all times and choose the best ways and means in order to protect our national interests, our nation's interests, and have a strong resolve to work hard. What I think is necessary more than ever is keeping the unity, the one voice among our people and the officials and the managers of society, our society. An important issue that I need to mention to our officials, to our managers, is the feeling of security that should prevail in society among our people. In fact, that's where our enemies think they can make us susceptible and hurt us. Of course, some of us unknowingly escalate what the enemy has in mind. Of course, our nation is stay away from these provocations and bickerings, unnecessary and unwarranted bickering among the elite in our country. People do not really care about this. In fact, they are unhappy when they hear our officials bickering over unimportant issues. There are a few points that I'd like to stress here, and we should be very careful not to give an excuse to our enemy to use those points that could be used as our weak points. For instance, an official in our country made a statement about people of Israel. Of course, this a statement saying that our people do not feel, do not have hard feelings towards Israeli people, and if our people feel friendly with them is totally wrong, because after all, we should ask ourselves who the Israeli people are. These people who have occupied the land of Palestinians, their farms, their homes, are actually those Zionists who are trying to build the so-called nation of Israel. And in fact, these people are our enemies. So how can we feel close to these people? Of course, we have no problem with the Ibrahimi religions. We don't have any problems with Jews, with the Jewish people, but our problem is with the Zionism and the Zionists. This is what our people also feel. And now we have an official saying something totally contrary to the national feeling. Well, let's say this official made a mistake. He made the wrong statement. Well, people objected to it, our elite objected to that, and that was that. So if we continue bickering over this point and arguing and fighting over this is not right. We should just let it be. He made a mistake, people objected, and that was that. People of Israel, so-called Israel, the nation of Israel is... these people are the same people that have gotten together in order to form the illegitimate government or a regime. And they are armed and they are fighting the Palestinians. And they have kept the Palestinians at bay and they don't allow them to go back to their motherland. But then again, we should not give an excuse to our enemy to escalate and launch a new propaganda war against us. If an official makes a statement that may sound wrong or it is wrong, we should not talk about it for days on and divide the country, polarize the country between the people who agree with the official and the opposition. Now, this, I want to urge our people, especially the elite, to refrain from these kinds of bickerings. Of course, you should know, we have presidential elections coming up, even though it's not very near. We have about 9 months left, but it's still... When the election time approaches, people become active and they start talking about politics. Why not? We don't oppose that. And of course, we should be careful what we say. Now, there are some points about the elections which I will talk about when the right time comes. It's too early to talk about election issues at this time. But then, some people are not fair to others, and we should be very careful on that. Now, if an individual or an elite has some kind of program in order to alleviate our problems, our economic problems, social problems, why not? We would like to hear that person. For instance, when it comes to the inflation and high prices. If anyone has a solution to this problem, let's hear it. That's different than defacing or trying to deface the government by criticizing the government. This is different. I've said this before, that in some countries of the world, in the name of democracy, in the name of freedom, there is so much character assassination and mudslinging at the time of the elections that it's just not the way we do, the way we conduct our elections. In fact, there are some points that should be discussed about among academics, informal scholarly meetings, And among the scholars, we should not come out and out loud say it to each other in front of people, because that will confuse our people, and then some of us become unfair towards each other. I would especially like to urge the elite, the chosen group, the officials should be very careful with what they're saying. Destroying somebody's character or undermining somebody's work because one is in the opposition to so-and-so politician or even the government should not be interpreted as a way and an alibi to destroy somebody's character. We should all praise God Almighty that our nation, because of God's blessings, is a free nation. It's an open society. Our people can express their ideas and say what they think, and everybody hears these criticisms, and all these comments are evaluated and compared, and then choose the best. I'm not worried about what someone says or what somebody's criticism is, because after all, one can those criticisms. But what I'm unhappy about and I worry about is overlooking the good policies adopted in this country and good and all the good work done in this country, and ignoring this and in the name of criticism attacking the government. I should urge everybody not to resort to character assassination, to each other's character assassination. I should add something here. Our nation, our people do not like this kind of attitude among some of our officials. They don't like to hear this person or that to criticize the government. And if you think people like to hear these kinds of comments made against each other, you're totally mistaken. What you're watching is September 19, 2008, Friday prayers, sermons, the second sermon, read by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Revolution, and the head of the Islamic Nation of Iran. People are chanting their support for the leader. Now, what is the most important issue in the region is the problem of Palestine, a very important issue. The occupying forces of the occupying regime, the Zionist regime, has escalated its atrocities in the occupied Palestinian lands, and it shows a reflection of the problems that have arisen in their regime. They have failed to keep their image, the false image they had created for themselves, and also they have failed to have Palestinians become afraid of this regime, and the so-called their might has lost its face. Palestinians are resisting more than ever. This is an illegitimate regime. All the democratic countries have chosen their governments through elections. Those nations that are claiming that they're civilized nations, even though they are not, they are watching what the occupying Israeli forces are doing in the Palestinian nations, in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, the cities of West Bank. You should not think that there are no atrocities committed in the West Bank. And these so-called civilized nations of the world are watching, and they pretend that they don't see what's happening there. Now, Palestinians and Nation of Islam and all the Muslims in the world should come out on the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, on the International Day of Quds, which was dubbed by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Ayatollah Khomeini, peace be upon him. We expect all the Muslim, every individual in the Nation of Islam to come out onto the streets and protest against Palestinians and give the right of the Palestinians to them and show their support to Hamas government and the Palestinian people. Let me say a few words in Arabic to our Arab brothers about Quds and International Day of Quds.